your day in the Torah, Rabbi Shir Katz.
Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to speak about a nice inyan in Hilchos Boreh and with many practical ramifications. And afterwards we'll say a nice idea on the parasha. So let's start with Hilchos Boreh. Boreh is one of the 39 Ovis Malachas that you can't do on Shabbos because it was done in the Mishkan. Anything, any Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, we can't do on Shabbos. So where do you find Boreh in the Mishkan? Boreh was done when they prepared the samamonim, the spices for the Keteres. So they used to gather them from the, cut them, gather them from the floor, and then collect them. And then they had a mixture of these spices, and there were stones mixed in. So they went and collected, took out the stones, had special sieves for these things, and they took out the stones from the Keteres, from the samamonim. And that way, the Keteres, the spices became stones-free. Then they set it aside for later. Later it will be used, prepared for Keteres. That's why any time you do Boreh, you sort out, or you select a psoilis, something which is not good from an oichel, it's a malacha of Boreh. Now, according to this, you're hardly allowed to do any Boreh on Shabbos. Anytime you sort something out, anytime you select something from something else, it'll be Boreh. But we know you're allowed to do Boreh in certain conditions. So there's three conditions you need to have to be able to do Boreh. The first condition is, for Boreh to be allowed, there has to be oichel mitoch psoilis. You take the good from what you don't want. Because in the Mishkan, they took out the stones from the besamim. So if we want to do a Boreh which is mutter, which is preparing for food, and so getting ready to eat, then you're allowed to do the good from the bad. So let's give an example, a practical example. If you have fish with bones, so the natural, regular way of doing Boreh would be to take out the bones, and that way you've made the fish bones-free. So the way you'd be allowed to do it is by taking out the fish from the bones, picking out the oichel from the psoilis. We'll come back to this point later. What will be when you have two types of oichel, two edible foods, and you want one, you don't want the other? Do you say it's called oichel and psoilis, or is it called oichel and oichel? We'll discuss this later. The second condition you need to be able to do Boreh on Shabbos is, it has to be for immediate use. In the Mishkan, they selected and these stones from the besamim for later use, for preparation for later. They used to, there was a process which I did with these besamim later. If you want to do Boreh on Shabbos, you do it for immediate use. If you do it for immediate use, which is called la'alta, then you're allowed to do Boreh. So same thing if you're preparing fish and you want to eat it straight away, or straight away doesn't mean mamish, as soon as you're going to eat it, you pick out the oichel. Straight away means for you're holding before the suda and you want to prepare it for the suda, then you're allowed to take out the fish from the bones. If you're preparing it after the suda, you're preparing it for shalosh sudas, you want to prepare fish for shalosh sudas, you want to take out all the fish from the bones, that will be Boreh, because it's for la'achas mam. Any Boreh which is for la'achas mam is similar to the Mishkan, and that will be awesome. The third condition you need to be able to do Boreh on Shabbos is, you need to do it by hand, you need to pick it out by hand, and not use a special keli, a special tool, which enhances and makes it easier to sort out, to select your oichu. Because in the Mishkan, they had special kelim, either they had special sieves, or the Gemara said they had a special tool, which was wide on one side, and narrow on the other side, and they used to shake it, and the stones which are round used to roll out, and the besamim which are not round used to stay inside. So any such type of keli will be awesome. That doesn't mean that one is not allowed to do Boreh with a spoon. Say somebody wants to fish out a knedel from the soup, and he doesn't want to get his fingers dirty, or he doesn't want to get, it's too hot. He can use a spoon, because the spoon is not aiding him in any way to make the selecting, to make it a better Boreh. A slotted spoon, to take out lakshin with a slotted spoon, and one wouldn't be able to do it with his hands, that is considered Boreh Bekli. Or if you can do it with your hands, theoretically you can do it with your hands, you just don't want to get your hands dirty, so you're using a spoon not to get your hands dirty, that's not considered Boreh Bekli. So in short, you have three conditions to be able to do Boreh. It has to be the good from the bad, it needs to be for immediate use, and it needs to be selecting by hand. Now, if you have two types of edible foods, let's say you have a tray of fish. So you have summer fish and carp fish, all mixed together. A piece of salmon, a piece of carp. Now, both are edible. I wouldn't call one psoilis. Now, even if you don't like one, other people like the other fish. So it's not psoilis. So if you, preparing the tray for the Shabbos Suda, and you think to yourself, no, let's just serve salmon. It's nicer to serve salmon. I want to take out all the carp. Do we consider the carp as psoilis? Or do we look at it as, hey, this is oichel, this is oichel, it's okay to take it out. So the halacha is, that anything which you don't want to have now, which you want to use a different time, or you don't want to use it now, is considered psoiles. Even if it's an oichel, it's perfectly edible, it's in perfect condition, if you don't want to have this now, it's called psoiles. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's called kol she'ein erotze, whichever one you don't want, is called psoiles. So any type of selecting which you're doing, even if it's two oichels, you need to have all three tnoim. So with the salmon and the carp, you need to take out, let's say you don't want to only serve salmon, so you'd have to take out the salmon from the tray, you'd have to do it just before the suda, and you'd have to do it by hand, which is usually done by hand. These are the three tnoim which you need for boiri. Now, there's another case. Oh, so the Ramah says that giving somebody else is also called for immediate use. Even a waiter who's preparing a share brachas, and he's not going to eat it at the suda, and he's preparing it for everybody, he's allowed to do boire just before the suda for everybody who's going to be there by the meal, because that's called immediate use, and even for somebody else.
I want to put the carp in a plate for now. Instead of the salmon, I don't want to put it together on one plate. I want to separate the plate.
You just want to separate them.
I'm putting the carp away from the salmon on another plate, but I'm going to serve them.
You're going to serve them both?
Yes.
So, the answer to a very good question. The answer to this question is, any sorting which you're doing, even if it's not selecting the psoilis from the oichel, sorting out a mixture is also called boire. So,
even for miyad?
Even for miyad, yeah. No, for miyad you're allowed to do it. If you take the oichel, if you take salmon and put it on the side, that's okay. For miyad it's okay. Yeah, so you take out the salmon because you want to use it straight away, and you don't take out the cup, yeah.
That's mutter, miyad.
Miyad.
What's called mixed? You've got a roe of salmon.
Roe
carp. Here I don't want the carp, I'll put the carp off. That's boire, it's two separate roes, I don't even touch it.
Correct. When it's two separate roes, it's not boire. Boire is only when they...
Mixed.
So what does mixed mean? Mixed is a very loose term. So... I would say the poskim say the term is whenever it's a bit obscured, one is obscuring the other, and you'd use the term selecting, I need to choose one from the other, then it's called boire. So if you have, let's say, main course, often they put schnitzels and chicken. Schnitzels on one side and chicken on the other side. That's not called boire. But if you have a tray with the schnitzels and chicken, each one is, it's not on top of each other, and they're not covering each other, but they're all on the tray, mixed, then it would be called boire, because you have to choose one from the other. Now, let's discuss now cases which is definitely no boire. So, obviously, at this point, it has to be mixed. If it's all spread out, it's not called taroves, it's not called a mixture, so it won't be called boire. Now, there's another case, when even if it will be mixed together, it'll all be on one tray together, it also won't be called boire. And that is when it's min echot. So, I'll give you an example. You have, let's say, a bowl of nuts. Almond nuts. And after the Friday night, after the suda, you want to have almond nuts, but you can't have so much, you just had a whole suda. So you just want to have a bit, a handful of almonds. So you take out a handful of almonds from the tray, from the bowl. Do you say it's called boire? I'm being boire the almonds from the rest? Oh, so it's for miyad. But let's say you want to do it for later. You're taking it out of the bowl, and you're putting it away for an hour or two. After learning, I'm going to have some nuts. So the halacha is, anything which is min echot, it's almonds from almonds, is not considered selecting. Because... selecting is only when you have two minim and you have to choose one from the other. But if it's one min and all you're doing is taking out some of them, that won't be called boire. So let's go back to the tray of fish. If you have a tray of salmon fish and you only want to serve half of it for this meal and half of it for Shalosh Shudas, you can split the tray in half and take out however much you want now, or you can even take out the ones that you want for Shalosh Shudas and put on a different plate, which is for Lachas Man. That's okay, because it's all salmon and... It's not called selecting salmon from salmon. We don't consider this a boire.
Different kind of fish. It's the same fish.
So if it's fish and carp and you want to put...
No, I made the same fish, but I made some filled fish and some fried fish.
So we're going to discuss now cases when it's the same mean. But there's differences if you consider it two mean or not. That is the topic of this year. When you have one mean... Like you said, salmon, the whole tray is full of salmon, but there's a difference between them. Some salmon are like this, some salmon are like this. So there's many differences we can speak about. There can be differences in size, differences in taste, differences in color. Sometimes it's foods which are the same food but it's different colors and you want to choose one color. There could be differences in texture. There could be many differences. And the cases are endless about all these things. I want to concentrate on one thing, which is different sizes. when you have, let's say, a tray of salmon with big pieces and small pieces, and you've served it for the Shabbos meal, and after the Shabbos meal, you want to put it away for Shabbos Shudas. So you want to serve the big pieces for Shabbos Shudas. Okay, you want to put away big pieces for Shabbos Shudas. So it's for La'achas Mam. So you have this tray, and you're collecting, you're selecting all the big pieces, and you're putting on a different tray for Shabbos Shudas. Is this called Boire? We just said now, the Min Echol is not called Boire. So it's G'doyle Maktanim. We'll use this language. G'doyle Maktanim. When you have different sizes, is that called selecting one from another? Or do you say, no, I'm just taking one piece of fish from the other piece of fish. That's not called Boire. So the Trumos Hadeshem, which is brought down in the Ramah, it's La'alocha, it says, a big Chiddush, it says, the G'doyle Maktanim, when you have two of the same food, the only difference between them is the difference in size that does not make it into Shnei Minim. It's not considered Shnei Minim. It's considered Min Echot. And taking one from the other is not called selecting one from the other. The difference between them is not big enough to be considered that there's two Minim here, and when you're taking one from the other, you're doing a Boire one from the other. It's all considered Min Echot. Because it's all the same thing, it's Min Echot, and if you take one from the other, it does not need to be Miyad, you can do it for Shabbos Shudas, and it does not need to be Oichel. Let's say you have a Shabbos meal, and you want to serve summer fish, and then you think to yourself, small pieces in the middle of the tray, it's not nice, not so nice to serve small pieces. I want to take out the small pieces and only bring in the big pieces. So that's Pseudis Mitoch Oichel, but that's okay, because it's not a Boire. It's considered taking fish from fish, and Min Echot is no Boire. That is the Halacha of the Trumos Hadeshem.
Once baked, once
boiled. Oh, so baked and boiled, when it's the same size you're talking about.
Salmon,
Mishnah Berurah says, that different ways of preparing a food. He talks about chicken or meat. Tzli and mevushel, roasted and baked, roasted and cooked, is considered tuminim. I was talking about the head of the Trumos Hadeshem is only when the difference is in size. The difference in size is not enough of a difference between the two foods to consider it tuminim. That we should be considered the selecting one from the other. It's called splitting the tray. You're putting one on this side and one on this side. That's not called sorting, and it's not called selecting. So now let's say another couple of practical examples, and we have this heter. You have, after share brachas, so the way to put all the bottles in the kitchen. Yeah, Friday night, you put all the bottles in the kitchen, and then you want to prepare it for tomorrow's share brachas. You're not going to waste all the bottles, you're going to keep some of them for tomorrow. So you have big bottles of Coke and small bottles of Coke. And you want to put away the big bottles for tomorrow. Sorry? You're sorting them out, you're filling them up, you do all the regular things they do after Shara Brachas.
You're just standing separately.
Oh, so if they're all standing separately, it's not called the Tarevis. It's not mixed. But if they're all together on the table, let's say it's all together, a whole loads of bottles, and you want to take out the big ones for tomorrow, put them in the fridge.
How they together will run?
They're enough together that you'd be considered that you have to select one from the other. One's obscuring the other, you have to select it. So according to the Trumos Hadeshem, it's not Boire. You're allowed to take out the big bottles for tomorrow. And you're allowed to take out, you can even take out the small bottles if you don't like them and throw them in the bin. Because it's not called Boire. The difference between the two bottles is only in size. And if the difference is only in size, it's not Boire. Oh, so it's the same thing. What's the difference between starter the bottle and a small and a? It's just. Oh, if it's different flavors, then something else. Which could even be it's not Boire. I'm not discussing now different flavors. I'm not discussing different colors or different name. Let's say Pepsi and Coke, where you can't taste the difference. All these sorts of things. I'm not discussing different types. There's many cases and there's a lot to cover. We'll discuss only in size. When the difference between the two things is only in size, G'doyle Muktanim, it's not called Boire. Same thing if you have chocolate mousse cups. And some of them are half full, some of them are full. And you want to have the full one, or your child wants to have the full one. So you're allowed to take out the full one for later. You're allowed to take out the half. It's not considered boring. You can do anything you want. It doesn't need to be miyad. It doesn't need to be oichel mitoch pseiles, and you can even do it bekeli, which is not so negeah, but it doesn't have. You don't need the conditions to be matzeh boring because it's not called boring. Same would be you have a daf yoyim mishia, and it's a pile of gemaras, small ones and big ones. Let's say they're the same print, and they're not article and regular gemara. All regular gemaras. And you have big ones and small ones. And you want to sort them out, two different piles, you want to take one out for later, you want to sell in your place, and you want to not have a Gemara for later, you're allowed to do Boreh. It doesn't need to be Oichel Mitoch Pseiles, and it doesn't need to be for Miyad, because the difference between two Gemaras is only in size. And the Trumos Hadeshem says, when the difference is only in size, you're allowed to select one from the other, it's not considered Boreh. Obviously, it has to be the same Masechta, yeah. Have a Brochus and a Yuma, and it's considered two different Minim. So same Masechta, the same type of Gemara, and the difference is only in size, it's not considered Bereya. Now we're going to say some examples now, when there are some times when the difference between the two things, we have Min Echot, the difference between them is only in size, the difference between them is only in size, but the difference in size makes such a big difference that selecting that it will be considered two minim. Let's say you have spoons. Yeah, spoons are made to eat. Now you have two types of spoons. You have big spoons and small spoons. What's the difference between the big spoons and small spoons? Is it only difference in size? I would say it's much more than that. It's used for something else. Teaspoons is used for tea, and soup spoons is used for soup. It has a different function. Its different size gives a different function. The real halacha would be, if the difference in size is not only more or less of the same thing, the difference in size gives a different function. One spoon is used for soup, and it's manufactured and used for that, and the other spoon is used for tea, that's considered shnei minim. Nachon, it's true that b'shas atachi could use both, but would you consider it the same mean? No, even let's say you can also use for chicken, you can also use a spoon, and you still consider a chicken and a spoon and a fork to mean it. Something which has a different shemush. Its size gives it a different shemush, a different way of using it, would be considered shnei minim. Same. It's true that you could use it for soup as well, and if you wouldn't have a big spoon, you'd just use a small spoon. It's a regular shtamshas. But the question is, what is the normal. What is it made for? I'll give you another example. When you have, it's true they could always use a teaspoon for soup and a big spoon for compote. But it's true that there is certain cases, there is certain circumstance when you use a lekatchila. But the ikke shtamshus of a big spoon and on a little spoon is different shtamshus. So that it's considered shnei minim. Okay, Rabbi Sandler is saying, that because you can use a b'shas atchak or in certain circumstances like atchila for the other use, I wouldn't consider it shnei minim. But you can look at it another way. You can look at it even though little spoons are sometimes used for children and for these things. But you look at why it's manufactured and what is the general use of the thing. The general use of a thing, if it has a different shemush, that makes it a shnei minim. I wouldn't consider it. I would say the question is always like this: is the difference in size only more or less of the same thing, or the difference in size gives a different functions? So big spoon is a little bit different functions. Sorry. So you can. So, yeah, that's true. If you do it miyab and you take out the one day you want for immediate use, that's okay. But you don't need to have the three conditions. You can even do better without the three conditions. The same would be regular cups and l'chaim cups, whiskey cups. So you could drink orange juice in a little cup, and you could drink whiskey in a big cup. Many people prefer that. But the main shimush of a big cup is for normal drink, and the main shimush, the main function of a little cup is for l'chaim. So if you have big cups, let's say the same design and the same color, let's not get sidetracked about other things, have the same design and... So, true, it's a good point. There are cases when there's, let's say, big fish and small fish. Some people can only have small fish. Children or older people can only take small pieces. So that's the point which I didn't want to go into it, but you asked about it, so I'll say, Rabbi Falk says, that in such a case, when in your, the way you need it, is you can only use the big one, only use the small one, both be considered bore. I'll give you another example. You're having a very chosh of a guest, and you don't want to give him a small piece of fish. You want to give him a big portion. You don't give him two, three small pieces. You want to give him a big piece of fish. But Rav Falk says in such a case, when you, it's very important for you to select the big piece. Right? You need the big piece in this for yourself. That's considered bore. But in a regular case, when it doesn't make such a big difference. Either you take a few small pieces or a big piece, looks a bit nicer, looks less nice, then it's not considered bore. Now, let's take it to the next level. All B, when you have matching clothing for children, different sizes. So you have the same color, the same style clothing, but they're different sizes. It's gedolim or ktanim. And the mother wants to prepare the clothes for the children for tomorrow. Before they go to bed, she pulls out clothing for Mendy and puts it on his chair. And then the husband says to her, "What do you mean? You just did boy now for the achas man." So she says to him, "No, it's min echad. It's all the same thing. It's all clothing. No, it's the same type of clothing." So he says, "Yeah, but it's gedolim or ktanim. Gedolim or ktanim is mutter, but it has a different shemush. One is for Mendy and one is for Moshe. It's different for different people." So, what would you say? It's Bore. Why? Because the difference between them is not just more or less of the same thing. You can't put on for the older child, you can't put on for the younger child. I would say the same thing with different sizes tablecloths. After Shabbos meal, you prepare, you have guests of Shabbos Shudah, so you make the table a bit wider. Yeah, in a way that it's mutter. We won't go into Oil Arai. We're going to, so you make the table a bit wider, longer, and you take out tablecloth for the, straight after the meal, before you go to bed. You want to prepare the table for Shabbos Shudah. So you go to the cupboard, you pull out a tablecloth, which is the right size, a big tablecloth, between all the small tablecloths. The difference between a big tablecloth and a small tablecloth is not just more or less of the same thing. It's manufactured and used. Its function is for a different table. You're right. You probably say that you can fold it over and use it for a small table, or you can use two tablecloths for a big table. Oh, but the main function of a tablecloth, a small one, is for a small table, and a big one is for a big table.
I would say that's mostly because for Shabbos, I'm making it nice in the dining room.
Oh, that's for Miyav. Correct. If you're making a nice, you have immediate use, that's immediate joy, enjoyment from the fact that the table is nice, that's called Miyav. Correct. So whenever the difference between the two is only more or less of the same thing, that's mutter. Whenever the difference between the two is, it gives it a different function, and it's used in a different way, that will be awesome. So we'll give a couple of examples. So tablecloths, you say, some cases are debatable, what of them they are, and you can think about them, and it's interesting to think sometimes, is it a different function, or is it just more or less of the same thing? So tablecloths is one example. I personally thought that it gives a different function. Look, halacha lemaisa, if you're not sure about something, you can ask a rav, and he'll tell you exactly what to do. But thinking about the function of a tablecloth, I thought that's a different function. It's not just more or less of the same thing. Now, let me give you one more very interesting case. Of gedolim uktanim, what if you have a hat? You know those old-fashioned hats with a wide rim? Yeah, and then, so you have an old-fashioned hat with a wide rim, and you have also equally old-fashioned hat with a narrow rim. You know the ones from the black and white pictures with a narrow rim? So you have a pile of them, one on top of the other. Let's say all the same size. A pile of hats. And you want to select, you want to take out the psoilis, whichever one you consider psoilis. You want to take out the not good one. Is this considered the same mean, but it's gdolim uktanim, and then the head of the Trumas Hadeshen will apply that whenever it's gdolim uktanim, it's not considered selecting one from the other? Or you say no, wide rim and a narrow rim, two medium. So you said it depends on the person. You said definitely to mean him.
Because you know you don't think you're alive, both of them are alive.
So yeah. So no, it's the same size hat, but it's a different size brim. So it's just gedolim uktanim. So the first I would think that the difference in the size of brim is not just more or less of the same thing. It makes it into a different style hat. And a different style hat is a different function, a different shemesh. Like you said, a bocha would never wear this and that person would never wear that. But let's say a place where people don't really care, people don't think too much about what hat you wear. The main thing is what's inside the head and not what's on top of the head. Yeah. And then it's such a place where no one cares about what size rim hat you have and anyone will take anything. It would be gedolim uktanim, it would be two of the same thing. Oh, but you're right, in a place where it's a statement, it's a style, it means something, and then it would definitely be two types of bore. Oh, so in the old days, you know, the light brown ones, the flat ones, and nowadays you have these tall ones, also gedolim uktanim, so I think it would be two different meaning. Chosen nowadays would never dream of wearing these old shtramels. And there's different meaning. Even though it's a bit taller, and it's the same tail of the same fox, just a bit taller, and it's two different meaning. Now, I have one more case. We'll just stick to halacha today, because we're almost getting to the time. But I have another case, which I'm not sure about it, la halacha la maisa, but I'll still speak about it, because it's a very interesting point. When you have two types, one mean, the same mean, gedolim uktanim, for all regular shemushim, for all regular functions of this thing, they're all... It's considered, it's the same function. It's more or less the same thing. There is one type of thing you can do with this, that for that thing it will be considered two minim. How do we look at that? Do we look at it as, its regular function is more or less the same thing? Or do we look at it as, no, for one type of shemush, it has different shemush. I'll explain. Matzahs, a box of matzahs. What's matzahs used for? It's made to eat with the egg and the liver, and to fill yourself up when you don't have any challah left. And that's usually what you use matzahs for. So if you have a whole matzah and a half a matzah, and you want to, you take the whole one, or take the half, or take this one out, take that one out, so you have to think about miyad, oichem b'tach b'seles, no. I'm taking out a bigger matzah because I want to have a bigger matzah. Smaller matzah for the children doesn't make a difference. More or less are the same thing. And you don't have to do it. You can take out all the broken ones and leave the whole ones. You can take out, you can do filach hazman, it's okay. But now, sometimes, shadashudas, you look for lecha mishnah, let's take a matzah. So, for a matzah, you can only use, for lecha mishnah, you can only use a shleimos. You can only use the gedolim, you can't use the ktanim. Now, so for all the regular shimushim of a matzah, it's gedolim or ktanim, it doesn't make a difference, more or less are the same thing. For one type of shimush, for lecha mishnah, then, it makes a major difference. And I'll say, mom, two different meaning. One is can be used for lecha mishnah, and one is useless for lecha mishnah. Do you consider it as shnei minim, or do you consider it as minachot?
What am I doing here? If you have got no shnei, you can
use the for lecha mishnah. Okay, useless wasn't correct. It's not shleimus. Doesn't serve the shimus of shleimus.
So what's the problem? Take one out.
Definitely, you can always, there's always, you know, most cases, when you have a mixture, there's almost always a way of sorting out. You can do oichel metach pseles for miyad. You can.
Where's
the problem? And after the meal, you're having, let's say a case of sherer brachas. You're preparing for shalosh shuda sherer brachas, and you don't want to serve boxes with half broken, half full ones. You want to serve boxes with shleimos, and you want to take out all the broken ones. So you say, I'm just taking out the ketanim. It's okay. It's just taking out half the box. It's not called selecting. Or do you say, no, I'm taking out all those who are not royu, those who are not usable for you can't use it for lecha mishnah and shnei minim. So I'm not sure how to, the halacha and ma'aseh, I'm not sure. I told you now, Trumas Veshan, which says, gedolim ketanim is mutter, more or less the same thing as mutter. I've told you that if the difference between them gives a different shimush, a different way of using it, different function, then it's considered shnei minim. And now I'm telling you a middle case, where for most things it's considered minachot, same thing, but there's one case, lecha mishnah, where it's considered, where it has two minim. It is considered one minim, two minim. I'll give you one other example of this middle case, but I'm not sure. You have pretzels. Yeah? You all know what pretzels is. Now, you have different kinds of pretzels. Pretzel sticks, pretzel squares, circles, you have different kinds. So I'm not going to discuss now a mixture of different pretzels. That's already a discussion about size, taste, or texture. We're not going into that. That could be some, that is a discussion for itself. I'm talking about when you have pretzel rings, yeah, pretzel circles, you have a bag of them, whole ones and broken ones. Okay, so it's gedolim uktanim, more or less the same thing. Now, going into the mind of a child, when you're giving her a pretzel ring, what does he do with a pretzel ring? He needs 10 of them. He needs 10 for all 10 fingers. Yeah? And if you give him a broken one, that's psoilus. You can't use it as a ring. Kultuf, it's not good for him. So you have a bag of pretzels, you want to take out all the broken ones. You're taking all the broken ones, and you're leaving all the nice circle ones, and you want to give it to your children. You want to make a bowl for your children. Yeah, or you want to make necklaces. Sometimes they put the rings, the baglech on necklaces. Only circle ones are good for this. Broken one is useless. Do you say, it's min echot, the difference between them is only in gdolim uktanim, and it's not considered boire to take out the small pretzels, because when you're eating pretzels, it does not make a difference if you're eating more of the little ones or a big one, it's min echot. Or do you say no? It has a different shimush. One is a ring, and one is just a pretzel. So here it's a bit better than the matzahs, because matzahs is made for shleimus. Matzahs is manufactured for shleimus. Matzahs is also made for eating. So matzahs, many people buy a box of matzahs just to have lecha mishnah, and it's more of a normal use. You say pretzels is not so normal, it's only for children. So these things can be debated, can thought about. These are interesting cases in Borea. But the main points are that you need to have three conditions to do bore. If it's gedolim uktanim, I mean echot, that is okay, because it's two of the same things, just more or less. But when the gedolim uktanim give you a different function, I will set a couple of examples, big, small spoon, big cup and a small cup, I would say the same thing as a soup bowl and a compote bowl, has a different function, different sizes of clothing, different sizes of tablecloth, and the wide-rimmed hat and the narrow-rimmed hat, you would make it into a different function, and that will be considered bore, and you have to have oichel metach pseiles for immediate use, v'yad v'loy b'kli. Have a nice day. Yeah.